嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 升级成为开言会员，得到旅行免单的活动只有最后三天了。在活动期间，你只要升级成为开言英语的会员，最高就可以得到旅行免单36000元的福利。另外，我们还为大家准备了很多旅行大奖，包括澳大利亚8天6晚的自由行。但是我最想为大家推荐的还是开言会员课程本身，因为我们结合国内用户的需求，制作出了一个完整庞大的课程库。不管你学英语是因为职场的需要，还是旅行，或者就是兴趣自我提升，你都可以在我们2000多节的会员课程里找到最适合自己的学习内容。那这一次我们的活动是旅行相关的，那开言当然也有很多实用的旅行相关英语课，所以欢迎大家来参与此次的活动，在国外一边度假一边练口语。活动详情在我们的微信订阅号开言英语就可以找到。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语先事先预祝所有的老师们教师节快乐。
Yeah, happy Teacher's Day to all of you guys out there. It's me, Spencer.
虽然明天才是教师节啊，但是我们今天先给大家一个 early.
Yeah, that's right.
提前的祝福。
That's right. So we are wishing you a happy Teacher's Day one day early. And we do hope you have a wonderful holiday tomorrow.
那今天呢，我们就跟大家分享一些跟老师、跟教师相关的英语啊。比如说，我们收集了一些非常美丽感人的和老师相关的英语quotes, 一些金句。
We sure did, but let's get into those a little later on in the show, shall we, Jenny?
好，你先想讲最基本的一个道理是吧？
Yeah, basically. So one thing I find, because, you know, 在中文里你们会说、老师老师、
老师早老师好。
Yeah, so you call your teacher by the word teacher. But in English, we don't do that.
You don't?
No.
Oh, no.
We wouldn't say, oh, teacher or teacher Johnson or teacher, you know, Robinson or something like
对
that.
对，所以对老师的称呼中，中文、英文非常的不一样。那这个其实以前我们也做节目跟大家说过，但是我们节目有很多新听众，所以 if you missed that show, 我们今天再跟大家提醒一下，就是你当面 face to face 看到老师的时候，不能直接用英语叫 teacher.
That's right. Instead, we might say something like Mr. and then their name, or Mrs. or even Ms.
对，所以在英语里面正确的对老师，就是面对面的称呼呢，是用比如 Mr., Mrs. or Miss 这种先生、女士、小姐、后面加他们的 surname, 他们的姓，对吗？
Right, so, 比如说 like, if someone's,
就用你的姓好了。
Okay.
Bond, 你姓邱。
I was gonna say, if someone's last name is Jackson, you could say Mr. Jackson, or Mrs. Jackson, or even Ms. Jackson.
没错，可以这样来称呼啊。那前面我们也说要用老师的 surname, 要用姓，因为很少用什么 Ms. 用他的名字，对吧？
Really quickly, though, some of you might be wondering why we have Mrs. and Ms. Do you know the difference, Jenny?
Mrs. 就是已经结婚的。
Yeah, Ms. actually can be someone who is already married or isn't.
对。
And someone who definitely isn't married, we say Miss.
Miss, 对。
Yeah. But instead of calling a teacher who hasn't been married Miss, you know, I don't know, Miss Jackson, you could say Ms. Jackson. It's like more, 比较礼貌的, it's more polite.
Oh, Ms. 更礼貌。好的，那特别是在小学、中学这个阶段，我觉得就是这样称呼老师。那what about university?
University, you might still say Mr. or Mrs., whatever, but you could also say professor and then the name.
对，如果他是教授的话。你说那个 name 是姓还是名呢？
Well, it kind of depends on the teacher. More often, it's the 姓, but...if your teacher is really cool, you know, he might just say, oh, you know, just call me Tony, yeah, Professor Tony.
对，我觉得这个要看情况，因为有些老师特别到大学阶段，他觉得你已经是 adult, 成人了，然后他们比较 casual, 比较友善的就会说, oh, you can just call me by my first name.
That's right.
还有就是比如像我们开言英语的主播们，我们 in some way 也是大家的英语老师，我们都是 super friendly, 所以 you know, just call us by our first names.
Yeah, don't ever call me Teacher Spencer or
Mr. Ball.
Yeah, no. That makes me feel old. Just call me Spencer.
Okay, 好，那接着我们说一下 Spencer， 在美国你们是不是学生和老师的关系就是比较 casual 的？
It depends. It can be. I probably be 中国还 casual 的。That's my guess.
但是你们也会有。就是有一些老师很喜欢的小朋友，对吧？那些很乖的、很积极、很踊跃的小朋友。
Yeah, so if a student is, we say always kisses up to the teacher, you could call them a teacher's pet.
是吗？这一定要拍老师马屁、kiss up to your teacher 吗？因为我小时候我觉得我没有拍老师马屁啊，但我就是很乖、成绩很好、很靠谱的小朋友。So I was.The teacher's pet.
Well, I mean, you can have good grades and not be a teacher's pet.
So teacher's pet 是宠物，意思就是比较会拍马屁的。
对，就是 yeah. So we say teacher's pet. We also say apple polisher.
Apple 是苹果 polisher 把苹果擦亮。
对，
就也是拍马屁的人。
Yeah. Or you might even say butt kisser.
Teacher's Day, 你不要这样好不好？OK, 好，那接着呢，我们来分享一些很感人、很美丽，而且我觉得很有真理的这个 Teacher's Day quotes。
好 ，Ladies first, Jenny.
Oh, thank you. 那我今天选的第一句话呢是 Teachers can change lives with just the right mix of chalk and challenges.
Ooh, so true. But I don't think chalk is...used as much today as it used to be.
就比较老的一句话哈。
是啊。
但我们想到老师啊，就会想到黑板和粉笔，就是 chalk, C-H-A-L-K. 然后刚刚这句话，我觉得特别赞同，就老师能够改变人生，然后就是用 the right mix, 对的粉笔和挑战那个 the right mix of both.
Yeah, that's right, the right mix of both chalk and challenges. Okay, how about this one? One book...One pen, one child, and one teacher can change the world.
我也很同意，其实就跟上一句意思差不多啊。所以今天所有这些 quotes， 如果大家要给自己的老师，特别是你的英语老师，送祝福、写卡片，你可以从里面挑，我觉得他会很开心。
All right, I'll do the next one too. A good teacher is like a candle; it consumes itself to light the way for others.
哇，这一句。我们中文里面也常常用蜡烛 candle 来比喻老师的牺牲，比如说春蚕到死丝方尽，蜡炬成灰泪始干，然后老师就是燃烧自己照亮别人。
燃烧自己照亮别人。
对。
好。
That's what you're doing. You're burning yourself to light the way. 这个时候用 consume 就比 burning 好很多。
Well, I hope my flame doesn't burn out.
不会啊，你不是有 endless flame 吗？充满激情。
好吧。Okay, how about you do the next one, Jenny?
这下面一句比较轻松啊，比较 lighthearted. 说老师，好的老师是怎么样的呢？ They inspire you, they entertain you. 然后 and you end up learning a ton even when you don't know it.
Yeah, that's true.
好，刚刚这句话的意思就是好的老师他们会 inspire, 会激发你，对吧？然后他们也会 entertain 你。
Yeah, that's right.
Entertain 就是娱乐，就让你觉得很开心。
是啊。
然后呢，你最后学了很多，但你自己就是无意识、下意识，其实你已经学了很多。
Yeah, that's right. You didn't even realize that you learned a bunch.
这个就是 learning 的最高境界啊。然后我觉得很高兴的就是我们常常收到一些听众和用户的反馈，就是 Oh, I'm having so much fun learning with you guys.然后我都不觉得我在学习，但我已经学到很多。
Yeah. How many good teachers did you have in the day, back in the day, Jenny?
我觉得 every single one of them.
Every single one, while、
so、
you're
lucky. 对。
Yeah, actually, I think I had some pretty good teachers, too.
我是觉得我小时候比较怕的老师其实像体育老师那种 because I was, 我体育很差。
好吧。
OK, 我们今天要分享的最后两句话呢、这一句我觉得跟我们现在这个科技时代以及像开言英语我们是用这个我们是移动端上的英语学习嘛。所以这句话就特别的重要。
Yeah. And this one also comes from Bill Gates.
微软创始人。
Yeah. Technology is just a tool. in terms of getting the kids working together and motivating them, the teacher is the most important.
我非常同意啊。就是科技在我的眼里，在开言的眼里，科技不是 replace 替代老师的。我们希望技术能够让老师的工作，让老师的这个影响力更加的发扬光大，更加被扩大。
没错。
比如说像我们 Spencer 呀 Adam 这非常优秀的北美外教主播，其实很难说我 face to face 的教学生，然后辐射帮助到那么多的英语学习者。那我们就希望通过移动端，通过技术，能够让每一个有意愿学英语的人都能 benefit from your great teaching.
Oh, why thank you, Jenny. You're such a sweetheart.
好的，那我们今天节目的最后一句送给老师的话呢，是
Teaching is the essential profession, the one that makes all other professions possible.
教师这个职业是所有职业之母。
Yeah, that's actually true. And yeah, I think that's pretty much true. And honestly, teachers are just undervalued in today's world,
对,
I think.
但我觉得很好的一点就是我们中国的文化，传统的文化，还有现在社会，大家其实都是很 respect 老师的，教师地位很高。然后我经常看美国的一些报道，就是说啊，这一点我们真要向中国好好学习，因为美国真的老师是普遍的这个社会地位不是特别高，是吧？
Yeah, But 我还是觉得工资太低了。
待遇也不是很好。
辛苦了。
很辛苦啊。对，然后最后我也想跟每一位教过我的老师就是说非常的感谢你们。现在我的工作基本上也是一个老师嘛。
You know, I have a quick story. After I graduated college, I went back to my high school one day and I found my favorite English teacher and I thanked him.
哦、oh, 对，因为你现在也是英语老师啊。
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't, yeah, either way, he was a really cool teacher who really,
inspired you.
对，反正他、啊、对他的影响蛮大的。对 you know, kind of gave me a big impact. So,
对，我还是记得我小学第一个班主任，就像我们 homeroom, 就他 responsibility 最大。他我觉得真的就是我到现在还觉得 I feel so loved by her, 就真的很 care about, 然后 love,each and every one of her students.
Yeah, so thank you to all those awesome teachers out there. You have helped us get to where we are today.
对，彭老师，如果你在听的话，非常非常的感谢你。
Yeah.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。然后如果你是老师的话呢 ,Happy Teacher's Day. Thank you for your hard work and dedication. 那大家也可以在我们今天节目留言啊，把你想对老师说的话写出来。And if you're a teacher, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's right. Please leave us your comments and we will see you next time. Happy Teacher's Day, everyone.
对，教师节快乐，我们下次再见。
Bye-bye.